Ang mahabang paglalakbay ay nagsisimula pagdating ng mga migrante sa kanilang bagong bansa. Ganito ang pahayag ni Yamama Aga, isang tagapagbigay ng serbisyo sa kalusugan.
We provide them with the information through our trainers and they speak the same languages. So the information is delivered to them in their own languages and we do also work with New South Wales Refugee Health Services. They do come and run a session on health, about how to access health system in Australia. And they are provided with a booklet on how to access health services to including emergencies and dental and everything.
Ang pagsama sa programa ng SSS ay voluntaryo at ang suporta ay ibinibigay ayon sa pangangailangan. Sinabi ni Yamama na hindi lahat ng kanilang kliyente ay makakagamit ng lahat ng serbisyo sa kalusugan.
When they arrive, we refer them to Refugee Health Services for a comprehensive health assessment. After the health assessment, they are referred for pathology and they are linked to a general practitioner. And if they need, they also link to torture and trauma services, to children clinics if they have children, and also to the dental hospital for any dental issues. If they need to be referred to specialists, they also link to specialists.
Itinaas ng taunang ulat ng kagawaran ng imigrasyon para sa taong 2014 at 2015 na 10,756 na visa ang ibinigay ng Australia. Natagpuan din ng ulat na ang National Translating and Interpreting Service ay nakaranas ng 5.8% ng paglago sa pagbibigay sa 85,263 serbisyo. Karamihan sa paglagong ito ay mula sa pangangailangan ng mga tagasali ng wika sa sektor ng kalusugan. Sa kabila nito, sinabi ni Yamama Aga na ang pinakamalaking hamon ay ang pagkuha ng espesyal na konsultasyon para sa mga tagasali ng wika.
This issue we face mainly with specialists, where a specialist they refuse to use interpreters. Many of the specialists, they refuse to use interpreters. So it becomes a real challenge for refugees that having to either take someone from their families, which they may not be able to understand full English, or they have to cancel their appointments because the specialist simply did not book an interpreter.
May parehong pagkabahala ang iniulat ng mga nagbibigay ng serbisyo katulad ng Liverpool Migrant Resource Center na nasa kanlurang bahagi ng Sydney. Sinabi ng manager ng client service, Olivia Nguy, na umaasa silang gamitin ang kanilang serbisyo sa pagsasali ng wika upang makakuha ng pinakamagandang alaga para sa kanilang mga pasyente. Sa kabila nito, ang ilang profesional na kagawad ng paggagamot ang umaasa sa mga anak ng pasyente upang magsali ng wika at ito ay malimit na nagiging problema.
It either means miscommunication or potential for miscommunication in terms of what's being interpreted, or you know, sometimes children being exposed to quite heavy issues that's probably not age appropriate for them, or even just informally, even if it's an adult, the reliability of the interpretation as well is an issue.
Sinabi ni Yamama Aga na kung hindi makakakuha ng tagasali ng wika, hindi maaaring magpatuloy ang konsultasyon.
We had a family from Iraq. And the family had a son with disability. And this family, they needed to see a specialist. They made an appointment to see the specialist, the doctor, and on the day, they did not have an interpreter, even though an interpreter was requested. So they had to cancel. And that was for a child with disability. And this will delay all services that could be provided for a child with disability, which is really not acceptable.
Karamihan sa mga refugeeng dumating sa Australia ay mga babae na lumagay sa panganib ng abuso o inabuso sa kanilang pinanggalingang bansa. Natuklasan ang taunang ulat ng DIBP para sa taong 2014 at 2015 na mahigit sa 1,000 visa ng woman at risk ang ibinigay na kumakatawan sa 16.8% ng lahat ng mga refugee. Sinabi ni Yamama Aga na ang sensitibong pakiramdam sa kultura ng mga migrante ay kailangang isaalang-alang sa pag-aalaga ng kalusugan.
A female going to a doctor to talk about some woman's health issues and having to take her son to interpret for her we don't feel that this is appropriate. We have female clients who come on women at risk visa. Usually they have a special concerns. Some of them may have been sexually assaulted before and they need to follow up on their sexual health, and it becomes really difficult if interpreters are not provided.
Sinabi ng DIBP na karamihan sa mga visa sa ilalim ng Special Humanitarian Program noong nakaraang taon ay mula sa tatlong prioridad na rehiyon, ang Gitnang Silangan, Asia at Afrika. Kinakatawan ng Iraq ang pinakamalaking grupo kasunod ng Syria. Maraming bagong dating ang nakaranas ng pahirap at trauma. Ayon kay Yamama Aga, ang ISIS ay may espesyal na kagamitan upang malaman ang level ng trauma ng mga biktima bago gumawa ng anumang hakbang.
What we do is we assess refugees and humanitarian actors at different stages during their settlement while they're still with us in the program. So when they arrive 3 months later and then at the 6 months and after that. So we ensure that they assess on a regular basis, and we do work closely with the daughter and trauma services. So we invite them to come to our orientation program where they do talk to people about their daughter and trauma services.
Sinabi ni Olivia Ngoy na ang kalusugan sa isip ay isang malaking issue para sa karamihan ng kanilang kliyente na nasa kanlurang Sydney.
Just anecdotally, I guess, as a centre, we've noticed quite high levels of mental health concerns and trauma among the clients we've worked with from Iraq as compared to people from other countries of origin. And we think maybe that could be linked in with being exposed to traumatic situations for quite a long period of time.
Idinagdag niya na samantalang ang mga tao ay may malaking kakayahan, nagpapakita din ng mataas na reaksyon sa trauma ang mga kliyenteng taga-Syria.
We've noticed a lot of incontinence among children from Syrian families, and we think that might be linked in with the impact of trauma as well. And we think also maybe because it's a much more recent conflict and there's that adjustment process from having lived a fairly stable, calm, peaceful, normal life and then having to deal with very traumatic and high conflict situations and being exposed to that is having a major impact on mental health.
Ang LMRC ay nagpapatakbo ng sesyon upang ipaalam sa mga grupo ang paraan sa pag-ayon sa kalakhan ng kalusugan sa isip habang sumusubok na palawakin ang pang-unawa dito. Idinagdag ni Olivia Ngui na mayroon pang stigma sa kalusugang pang-isip sa maraming komunidad.
It can be viewed as someone being crazy, and it can be a real barrier for people to seek support for mental health issues. A lot of people have reported that they've been socially isolated or ostracized from the community because of poor mental health. There's a real lack of language sometimes in their own country of origin that translate well into the mental health terminology that we use here. So it's quite important for us to make sure that we demystify mental health concerns and reassuring people that it can be some of the symptoms of poor mental health can be quite common and they can be supported.
Ang mga nakaligtas sa pagpapahirap at trauma ay kalimitang dinadala sa STTARS, ang Survivors of Torture and Trauma Assistance and Rehabilitation Service. Ayon kay Yamama Gia mula sa SSI, samantalang maaaring gamitin ang serbisyo, hindi lahat ng kliyente ay nakahanda upang tumanggap ng payo.
Sometimes it takes a while for them to accept because it's a strange term for people from different communities. For some people, there's a stigma around accessing mental health services, but we do work closely in New South Wales with health services and with torture and trauma services to be able to refer refugees who need to access the service.
Sinabi din ni Olivia Ngui ang pagsasama ng mga bagong dating na lokal na komunidad ng Maaga ay maaaring magpagaan sa kanilang buhay at magbawas ng kanilang paghihirap na mula sa mga isyu ng kalusugan sa isip.
For torture and trauma counseling, we also believe that community connection and social connection is really important for good mental health. So making sure those links are there and that support is there. Sometimes medication might be helpful, so we might suggest that people may want links to a GP or a psychiatrist.
Sinabi din ni Ngui na may pagkakaiba ang serbisyo sa suporta na maaaring magamit sa pagpapagaling.
Partners in Recovery is a really great local service that we might link in clients to as well as part of their recovery process. Transcultural mental health might be a service we might refer to for more general mental health issues. Certainly making sure people are aware that they can speak to their GP about a mental health care plan and getting some counselling sessions through the Medicare system as well is something we'd often be explaining to clients.